Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd with Fran DiPetrillo-Savoca. If you don't like the weather this minute, what's the rule in the Hudson Valley?
It changes every minute.
Wait another minute. We'll have something different. We've had it all this winter.
Embrace it.
You know who loves this weather, don't you? Of course.
The ski resorts.
And? People who have what on the front of their trucks?
A plow. And if I owned a snowmobile, I would be enjoying it then.
And I just heard a story the other day about a company that makes, in the United States, snow shovels. And they usually stop working in December. This year, they're still pumping out thousands of snow shovels every day because we're buying them still.
Yeah.
So one part of the economy, it's a great thing. All right. So this is our program with a wonderful Chamber of Commerce member today. But before we get to her, Fran's going to tell us about some upcoming Chamber events. What's happening?
Yes, we have a breakfast coming up very soon, February 19th. We will be at the Garden Plaza Hotel, formerly the Holiday Inn in Kingston, we'll be hearing from Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, 7:30 in the morning, February 19th. Our sponsor that morning is Marshall and Sterling Insurance. And we have our mixer planned for the end of the month, February 26th. Our membership mixer is at Always There in the town of Ulster, 5 to 7 p.m. Our sponsor that evening is the Ulster Federal Credit Union. And it was a great time a couple of years ago, and they're hosting us again. So we really look forward to that event. So don't miss it. Mark your calendar, February 26th, for members and prospective members. And we might as well mark your March calendar while we're at it, because St. Patrick's Day, we're starting out the week Monday morning, bright and early, 7:30 at the Garden Plaza Hotel for the Peter B. Matthews Chambers St. Patrick's Day breakfast. The Reese Group is our sponsor that morning, and it is on St. Patrick's Day, Monday morning, March 17th.
Set your alarm clocks early that day.
Yes, and remember that you registered for the breakfast.
That's right. And yes, right, advance registration is required for this one. We expect it to be a sellout, and it should be a lot of fun. So ulsterchamber.org is the place to go for all our events. You can call the office. Isn't that right, Fran?
338-5100.
All right. Thanks. Our guest on the radio today is Marianne DeGroot from Academy General Insurance. Longtime friend, longtime chamber member, been involved in this business for a couple of years now.
Just a few. Good morning,
just
everybody.
Tell folks how you did get involved in this business. How far are you going to go back?
Back to when I began. We'll start there.
Sure.
Actually, Academy General Insurance came into play in 1974, and I came into the office in 1987, and I started out as a file clerk.
You came right out of grade school.
Oh, how sweet. Absolutely. I'm going to go with that and ride it all the way for this. What happened was I came in actually to make a payment, and they offered me a job. They thought I had a nice personality at the time, so they figured that they would capitalize on that, and that's how I got my beginning.
Wow. How about that? Walk in the door.
To make a payment.
As a customer, leave as an employee.
Correct.
How cool is that?
And it was great.
And then to own it.
And then, yes, right. And so what happened then?
11 years later, I purchased the agency from Skip Broadhead. Skip was actually the initial owner. It was Skip Broadhead, and then his wife, Kathy, came into the business. And then I purchased it in 1987.
Right.
So.
Wow. That's a couple
actually,
years ago.
Actually, I'm sorry. I purchased it in 1998, 11 years later, after I began there. Mm. And that was the same year I married and had a daughter.
That was a busy year.
It was a busy year. Yes, it was. Absolutely.
Wow. So tell folks, Academy General Insurance, first of all, where are you located?
We are located at 237 Fair Street, right across the street from the Department of Motor Vehicles.
You planned that?
It was a good plan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I saw that building for sale. Actually, talking my husband into it was a little bit more difficult than I anticipated, but he went along with it. He's a good egg about that.
Awesome. Hey, it's a great building, and you are, someone comes right out of DMV, there you are right in front of them.
It does make it easier.
Fantastic.
It does, yes.
So talk about the products that you offer for sale for your customers. What do you have? Not just car insurance?
No, auto insurance seems to be the big ticket because everybody's interested in price, and that's what everybody seems to forget, that you're purchasing a service along with it. We sell auto, home, motorcycle, life insurance, boat, jet skis, umbrella policies, you name it, anything that you personally would own, we sell insurance for it. Landlords packages, all of it. Commercial's a little bit more difficult, and I'm not really good at that. We do have a few markets, but the ones that I have, I'm much better at. I leave the larger commercial risk to the larger commercial insurance agents, and we have a lot of local insurance agents that do very well in that.
So you refer?
I refer all the time.
Great.
That's the whole part of the business is referrals. Yeah.
That's the way it comes back around.
And that's why we all participate in the chamber.
That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And you talked about the fact that you are a local agent that's right here in Kingston, and customer service is so important to you and your customers.
It is.
So talk about the value of shopping local, buying local, as opposed to calling somebody or going on the interweb.
When it comes to 800 numbers, there's a lot of things you should not purchase from an 800 number. Those people don't know you. They don't care. You'll get somebody different from every state, a different city that answers. They personally don't care what they do. You tell them what you want them to do. They don't know your working place. They don't know anything.
And oftentimes, if they'll call, the price isn't always better. And if it is better, they have to watch what kind of coverage they received. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
That's scary.
We have a lot. We have municipalities here. We have state employees. We have county employees. And this has been brought up before, where if you work at one of these places and you don't have high enough uninsured motorists, those places are self-insured. So you have to make sure that your uninsured motorist, when you're driving in those state vehicles, city vehicles, and county vehicles, is adequate. And that's a very, very sad thing that most people don't realize.
Yeah, there's a lot to know, and people probably aren't going to get that education from the 1-800 number.
It's not like walking to the grocery store and picking out a name brand. If you do it at the grocery store and you buy your generic brand, it's normally packaged by a name brand. Mm-hmm. That's not the same with insurance.
Well, so give us just a kind of a little education here. When folks are interested in insurance, can they call just for information? Do you educate people about the kinds of coverage they should get?
I love to educate people. Yes, I do. When they come in with their policies, even if I don't write the policy, you don't want to write it. There's this extenuating circumstance. Your credit score is not good or any of that stuff. When I look at your coverages, I will advise you about what things you should enhance, what things you need to purchase. And people don't realize when their salary level changes, actually your work loss changes on your no fault, on your personal injury protection. And that's something that should be monitored every few years. As you get older and as your salary increases, it's one of the things that should be increased as well in your personal auto policy.
And I know for a lot of folks, when you look at the policy, it is difficult to understand what everything means. Talk a little bit about some of the terms. Comprehensive, collision, what do they cover?
Comprehensive and collision are both physical damages. So if you have liability only, you don't have those. With comprehensive comes full glass. So if you have comprehensive, you can add full glass to your policy. That's really great to know. You don't want it so much there just for the little crack in your windshield, because every time you have a claim, it's a mark against you. What you want it there is for the big thing. When you hit Bambi, or when you hit an animal, or when something flies and lands on the hood of your car. We actually had one of our customers that had six deer land on the hood and the roof of their car.
A herd.
Well, I wanted to know if Santa was following behind.
Right.
However, it was $4,800 worth of damage. That's when you want to find out that you have comprehensive. Mm. And that's when it comes into play. When your vehicle is sitting on the side of the road and someone hits it and leaves the scene, that's when you want to find out you have collision. Because you don't have anybody else to go after. It's not like they stayed around. So that's when collision would come into play. Plus, when you decide to hit something that's not really marked, that's also when it comes into play.
So different from somebody hitting your car when it's parked, or you hitting like an animal, is that considered, what did I hear once, the term an act of God?
We're not allowed to say that anymore. It's okay. No longer politically correct, so we can't say that anymore. Sure. But us old people in the insurance industry still consider those terms.
So
yes,
does that impact your insurance, the rate you're going to pay?
Any comprehensive loss over $1,000 will actually change your tiering in New York, as well as your credit rating will change your tiering in New York. That came into play many, many years ago, over 10 years ago. And at first, I was not a big advocate of that at all, but I was proven wrong. And insurance really does make a difference with people with good credit ratings. It does. So
So you need to be educated. I don't think that I'm sure what the state requires that people have. What's the law say when you get a car and you have to have insurance? What do they mandate?
Liability only.
That's it.
That's it. And the limits have been raised. The basic limits in New York State are $25,000 per person, $50,000 per accident, and $10,000 property damage, which, believe it or not, it doesn't cover that much. So if you ask to increase your property damage by even that up to the next level of $25,000, it's probably $10 more. That's it.
A year.
A year. Correct. But when you and I go into a when we go into an agency and we increase our property damage from $50,000 to $100,000 in a super preferred company, that can be as little as $5. So it's really something people need to pay attention to. And people don't think that much like property damage, but a lot of cars out there are valued over at $50,000.
Sure, of course.
I mean, I saw one on my way in here.
Yeah, clearly. So help us again with just understanding some of this. So I've got a motorcycle. I took it off the road in October. I put it in my garage till next spring. Do I still keep the plates on it and keep coverage? What do I do?
You should keep the plates on it, especially if you financed it, because you're required to keep comprehensive on it. It's a good idea if you don't want a motor vehicle suspension that you keep those plates on it, because you're required by law to have liability on any plate that you have. And if your insurance lapsed a few days ago, it's a good idea to turn in those plates, because you don't want a suspension or a revocation.
That can be costly, right?
Very costly.
From
DMV, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. The fines that they implement at DMV, $8, $10, $12. The first month it's $8 per day. The second month it's $10 a day.
$8 a day?
A day.
For the first month.
And then the $240 gets added on to the next month.
And that's for people who take the plates off?
No, those are for the people that leave the plates on and think because they're not driving their car that they don't have to keep the insurance on the plates.
Right.
And if they take the plates off and return the plates, they should really still keep insurance on it.
The comprehensive, when it's sitting in your garage or in your shed, should stay on there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Vanity plates actually work very well with that. For the older cars and for the vehicles like that, where we have, you know, somebody our age that decides that they want to relive their youth and they go back and they get that convertible or something like that. While that car is sitting in the garage, you should really keep comprehensive on it and get those vanity plates.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, homeowners. So again, I'm sure a lot of folks look at their policies and have no clue what would happen should they have an event, a flood event, a fire. Tell folks.
Flood insurance actually made its debut in Ulster County a lot in the last few years. And as well as everyone else, agents learned a lot about flood insurance. The rules are changing for flood insurance. So it's a good idea to call your agent, to call my agency. Whoever owns or has your homeowner's coverage should have your flood insurance as well. Keep them together, because that way it's a lot easier. With homeowners, a lot of people don't realize that people that rent actually need insurance as well. Because anything that you place into your vehicle is covered under your homeowner's policy. It's not under your auto policy.
And that insurance would be called?
Renter's insurance. It's off-premises coverage. And up here in Ulster County, it's a free coverage under everybody's homeowner's policy. Whether you own your home, whether you rent your home, it's all covered under your homeowner's policy.
How great.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did not.
See how we learn these things?
But I'm thinking there's a lot of people out there who rent and don't have coverage on their belongings.
They don't. And, you know, it's not really so much the coverage on their belongings, because everybody doesn't think that they have that much stuff until you have a fire.
Mm.
Can you afford to go rent a new home, a new apartment? Under every renter's policy, there's loss of use, which is your security deposit. And that's a big thing to have when you have to come up with that security deposit. It really is. The coverage is nice to have, too, because, again, hopefully you'll have replacement cost under your homeowners.
That's the other chance that we don't know. It's on there, but we don't know what it means.
Exactly. Ward, you had a little experience with that, didn't you?
Sure did. That's the word you need to remember when you're looking at your homeowner's policy. Does it include something called replacement coverage? So that the TV that cost you $1,000 in 8 years, you don't just get back $100 or something. You actually get a new TV with replacement, right?
Yes, you do.
So how does that work? Check your policy, make sure it says
replacement cost on contents.
Right.
Anybody who put up a home or added an addition on their home should have replacement cost on their dwelling as well. And you should reevaluate your homeowners every few years because your assessment changes. There's a lot of things you don't tell your insurance agent. And we understand why. It's okay. But in order for you to have coverage, you really should enlighten us to the things that you've done to your home.
Mary Ann DeGroot is our guest. She is from Academy General Insurance here in Kingston. Tell us again your location, and why don't you just give us your phone number while you're at it?
Absolutely. We're at 237 Fair Street in Uptown Kingston, right across the street from the Department of Motor Vehicles, 338-5510.
Okay.
5 and 5 made 10.
Ooh, I got that now.
It's a math lesson as well.
My name is Ward Todd. Fran DiPetrillis of OCA is here also from the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce, spotlighting a different chamber member every week. Loving to learn things about your business, Mary Ann, and finding out how we can help our members and the general public with their insurance needs. So we talked about automobile and other vehicles, and we talked about homeowners. Is there a value to bundling your coverage, staying with one agent for everything?
I do personally believe that you should stay. Longevity means a lot because I am not going to take a cut in commission unless I've had you for a long period of time. Now, the benefit on your side is that the longer you're with a company, you'll earn accident forgiveness with that company. So it's not a bad thing. It used to be a really, I guess it's an old wives' tale that you go shopping every few years so that you can see how much money you can save. In the long run, you'll save more money if you stay with somebody that knows what they're doing. You don't want a lizard, you know, sitting here telling you what you should and shouldn't do. He doesn't advise you. The 800 numbers don't really advise you. But walk in when you have that devastating loss, you walk into an agency and there is somebody there that can help you pick up the pieces.
So explain what Academy General Insurance is as an independent agent. Who do you represent?
We represent many different insurance companies, and we can actually, I have an office full of girls, which I have to thank because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. I honestly have to say that our girls take you under their wing. They will help you, assist you, get you through it, and we do a lot of the legwork that people don't realize. When you walk into an 800 or you go into an 800, you know, a local agency that's represented by direct companies, they're not going to care. They don't do all the extra things that you should be doing when somebody is suffering a loss for the first time.
Right. And it's customer service. We talk about that, whether you're in hospitality or retail. How important is it when you've got somebody you can pick up the phone and contact immediately if you have an issue?
And I can actually pick up the phone and contact other community members because here at the chamber we do see each other on a monthly basis. We go to and fro. I mean, there's a lot of things that we network with. So when it comes to that, it's nice to pick up and say, hey, I need your help with this. And I have to tell you, our community is great. They do help right out.
Well, yeah. Your business and your customers surely must benefit by what that person who spotted you when you walked in the front door years ago, because you do have you're not obviously hearing this because you're just sitting here. You've got a radiant personality, and everyone knows Mary Ann DeGroot. She is very much a great part of Ulster County and a great local leader, a wonderful entrepreneur. Stop blushing. But I also want to tell you that it does not go without notice that you help almost every not-for-profit that needs help. You're just a wonderful community leader. Boys and Girls Club, I know.
The Boys and Girls Club. I'm actually the current president of the Boys and Girls Club. I'll give up my reign in June, and that goes over to Jim Sass. I work with a great board. They are probably one of the strongest boards I've ever worked on. I have to say I'm very proud of them. We have our pop firming dinner coming up in February, And if anyone wants tickets to that, they can call Joe Fay over at the Boys and Girls Club. I actually sit on the Ulster County Family Court Children's Center. They're board as well. And we do that through Family Court. We provide child care to the children where their parents have to go into Family Court. And I actually work with domestic violence. I am a victim of domestic violence, so I help out there a couple of times a year. And I work with the local police, fire, and U.S. military. I've adopted them all. I like to, I'm proud of my American heritage, but I'm also proud of what I bring to the table with my Italian heritage. So therefore, I do a lot of cooking for the local entities, the law enforcement, the fire departments, and the military. They benefit a lot, which I encourage everyone else to do, that when anybody is sitting there and you don't know what you can do, a batch of cookies goes a long way. At the fire department, the police department, apple pies, they love them. Banana bread, they love it. Anything that you want to do, they'll appreciate. And it's one thing that they didn't have yesterday. So anybody that wants to reach out and do community stuff, that's the stuff you should be doing. You're teaching your children how to participate in their community. It's not a bad thing to do. And the kids love to do it.
And doesn't that really speak to the fiber of our community? Often people will come here new and become welcome right away and integrated in our local business community and say, gosh, that everyone is so warm and welcoming here. Don't you see it?
I do. And isn't that nice to know that you're part of that community?
And it's making that happen.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know your brother in law enforcement makes a killer tomato sauce. Do you share the same recipe?
Our recipes are much different.
Oh, are they
actually
really?
Frank adds sugar to his, yeah. I don't do that. I add wine.
Oh, interesting. Yes,
but he's an excellent cook.
He is a great cook.
He's an excellent cook. He really is. Yes.
So different recipes. I'm surprised here. I thought it was something passed down from generations.
And it's something much different than my mom makes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
I still make homemade ravioli where Frank hasn't mastered that yet.
Okay, I'm making notes just in case we need this sometime. Marianne DeGroot, Academy General Insurance. Give folks your phone number and contact information again. Where are you located? By what building? Whereabouts?
We are directly across the street from the Department of Motor Vehicles. When you walk out their front door, you have no choice but to look and see my office across the street at 237 Fair Street in Uptown Kingston. I am a very proud member also of the Uptown Business Association. I have to give them a little plug as well at 338-5510.
All right. And should you need information and you haven't got a pen with you right now, the Ulster Chamber website has a direct link to Marianne's business. And you can, of course, that's ulsterchamber.org. We look forward to many, many more years of having you part of our great community and keep up the wonderful work, Marianne.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a thrill. It really is. Fran, we do want to spend the next couple of minutes talking about events for our members. And did you mention the word yet, prospective members on the radio?
I did. Our prospective members can always contact me at 338-5100 or email me, fran@ulsterchamber.org. And we should all mark our calendars for the upcoming events once we're done getting our insurance policies out to make sure they're correct. February 19th, join us at the Garden Plaza Hotel. We'll be hearing from Ulster County Executive Michael Hine. That's 7:30 in the morning, Garden Plaza Hotel, February 19th, with our sponsor, Marshall and Sterling. We are having our mixer at Always There in the town of Ulster, February 26th, 5 to 7 for members and prospective members. Our sponsor that evening is Ulster Federal Credit Union. So we're looking forward to that, and registration is growing with leaps and bounds. March 17th is always a sellout. So Monday morning, 7:30, Garden Plaza Hotel. It is St. Patrick's Day, the Peter B. Matthews St. Patrick's Day breakfast, 7:30, March 17th, Garden Plaza Hotel.
And do you spend any time taking part in Irish celebrations, Marianne?
I do, and I see. Who's your sponsor for that Irish celebration?
Our sponsor is the Reese Group.
That would be my fellow Italian buddy.
See that, right?
Marianne O. DeGroot.
O. DeGroot. March 20th, we're headed to Ellenville to beautiful Honors Haven Resort and Spa, 5 to 7 for our mixer for March, March 20th.
Fantastic. All right, more information, go to ulsterchamber.org. Thanks to Fran. Thanks, of course, to Marianne for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, sure. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks to everyone for tuning in. Be with us again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.